and a good morning. This is Lyle Butler Day, officially, not just, you know, here at the radio station, but throughout the city of Manhattan. Lyle Butler, it is great that we're very fortunate that you agreed to hang out for another hour to talk about, there's just so many things that, you know, I've got a long list.
Oh, no.
List of things to talk about. And, we've got a few other things that that are in play here. And the first thing that we're going to do, though, here is we are going to, and I'm going to have you, Nick, play these cuts. The first thing we're going to do is kind of have a recap of what happened Tuesday night at the Manhattan City Commission meeting, in which there was a proclamation declaring today, February 21st, in Manhattan as Lyle Butler Day. Here is City Clerk Gary Fees.
Whereas Lyle Butler has served as President and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce since July of 2000, he has played a significant role in enhancing economic development initiatives and was an advocate for existing businesses and business expansion and retention, as well as bringing new businesses to the Manhattan region. Whereas he fostered a collaborative and professional relationship with the City of Manhattan and with local and regional stakeholders, as well as championed the annual Flint Hills Regional Leaders Retreat and Advantage Manhattan campaigns. Whereas he contributed to the key initiatives, including downtown redevelopment, the relocation of the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility, Manhattan Conference Center, Manhattan Knowledge-Based Economic Development, and bringing the Big Red One back to Fort Riley. Now, therefore, Michael Dodson, Mayor of the City of Manhattan, Kansas, proclaims Thursday, February 21, as Lyle Butler Day, to express our appreciation on a remarkable career and to congratulate him on his retirement. On behalf of the citizens of Manhattan, we look forward to Mr. Butler's continued involvement to make the Manhattan region a great place to live, work, learn, play, and retire to.
You know, the only thing wrong with that is it wasn't long enough. There are so many other things, and you know, we talked about this earlier this morning, Lyle, how humble you are. And, you know, you attribute so many of the successes that that we've seen in this community and in this region to a lot of people, which is true, but you're the consistent factor in all of this, you know, and that's all about the leadership side of it. You know, I don't remember the exact phrasing of the leadership award that the Chamber of Commerce announced Friday night at the annual banquet, but I was tickled to death. I just was so happy for you. I thought that was just a true tribute to what you have brought to this community, and that's in leadership.
Well, thank you, Dave. Two things I'd like to say. First of all, I don't do what I do to get recognition. And this morning as I was driving into work, or actually to a meeting, I was listening to the newscast, and I was listening to your comments about Officer Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
And he saved somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
It should be his day.
Well, and he... You know, and no disrespect, but, you know, the recognition that he had, that was terrific.
It was terrific.
And you're absolutely right. There's so many – we've seen so many heroes in our community.
We do.
We've seen Officer Shepard. We've seen other police officers and firefighters and EMS people that have saved lives and people that are just, you know, regular citizen Joes that have done a lot of things.
And I also think of the men and women who are soldiers at Fort Riley.
Yes.
That are – in my opinion, are heroes.
Yeah, yeah. We have a lot of them here.
We do, and we're very
today
fortunate.
Today we're talking about one of our heroes and one of my heroes, and his name is Lyle Butler.
Thank you.
Okay? You're just going to have to suck it
up a
little
I'll
bit
do it.
Today.
I'll try to.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
Right. I know that's not in your nature.
It is not in my nature.
Now, over the last few days, we've spoken with several people that have been intricate in your world as chamber president and CEO. We're going to have some comments from them here throughout the balance of the program. Let's talk first, though, about what led you to come to Manhattan, Kansas, from Greeley, Colorado.
It could be a long story.
We don't have that much time,
okay.
Lyle. I mean,
I
probably could. I have an 11:30 haircut appointment.
Okay.
But
no, there are two reasons why I ended up coming here. The first reason is that, and you said it, you were off by one state this morning. My home state is Massachusetts.
Yeah, Larry Shope corrected me on that.
Okay, all right.
Appreciate you listening.
Yeah. Not Rhode Island, although I've been to Rhode Island and I actually had family in there. Anyway.
I think that's where I got confused.
I'm from Springfield, Massachusetts. Okay. That's my hometown where I grew up. But I remember when I was in the broadcast industry. Started my career in Fort Collins, Colorado, and moved to Dodge City, Kansas to run a radio station for the Alf M. Landon Radio Group. Some people will remember in your audience, I'm sure, that Alf Landon used to be the governor of Kansas and had a very famous daughter also, Senator Nancy Landon Kassebaum. They owned radio stations. Mm-hmm. Anyway, in 1977, I came to Dodge City. In the fall of 77, I came to the Kansas Association of Broadcasters fall meeting here in Manhattan, Kansas. And being a New England boy and coming into Manhattan in the fall, I was taken by the beauty of this community. Coming in on K18, which then was not a four-lane highway.
Right, that was not a fun, easy drive
no.
either.
And in the fall and seeing the hills and the trees and the color, I said, wow, what a neat community. And if I'm going to live somewhere in Kansas, someday I'd like to live in Manhattan. And it ties in with K-Man because at the time Lowell Jack was the general manager of this radio station. And he was one of the first people that I met when I came to Manhattan to that broadcasters convention. And he introduced me to the rest of the broadcasters as this is our newest general manager of a radio station. And you know, as you know, he's quite a historian.
Yes.
And so one of the things as he introduced me, he said, because at that time I was very young, 27 years old. And he said, this is the youngest general manager of any radio station at that time that's ever been in the state of Kansas. And so he said, this person to be this young and be a general manager of a radio station is pretty significant and shows the faith and interest that the Alf M. Landon Radio Group has in this young man. I will never forget his very kind words and my very first experience. But how I got from Greeley, Colorado to here is Randy Martin, who many in this community know, mm-hmm. And he owns a couple of – or has owned a couple of businesses in town. He was – I met Randy because I got into the chamber world in Dodge City. And so when we would go to conferences, I met Randy because he was the executive director or president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce for almost 7 years. And he said, Lyle, you're the perfect person. He said, I'm going to get out of this and I'm going to I'm going to get into private business. Well, he kept telling me that for 2 or 3 years. And in the meantime, I left Dodge City and went to Greeley, Colorado to be the president. He did finally turn in his resignation, and he went into private business here in the Manhattan area, successful business person and a school board member too.
And a terrific man all the way around.
Terrific guy all the way around. So he called me, but I had just moved to Greeley, Colorado, and I'd only been there 6 months. Anyway, a new director came here, and he was here a little over 3 years, and then he wanted to return. He and his family wanted to return home to Ohio, and they did. That opened up an opening here, and there were a couple of people here in Manhattan that called me and said, Lyle, you need to apply. And one of those was Randy. And so I guess I give a lot of credit to Randy Martin and another gentleman that for many years was at Landmark Bank here in this community, Larry Haka. Mm-hmm. Larry and I worked together in Dodge City, Kansas.
Yes.
And he also called me and said, Lyle, this is the perfect community for you to come to. We need you. And you could do some wonderful things here. So those are the two people. That's how I got here. There's a lot more in between, but we'd run out of time.
Once you had gotten here, there was one gentleman that we talked with, and he was one of the first people I understand that you visited with upon your arrival. And let's hear from a community icon.
When Lyle first came here, I invited him to dinner at my home, and he's never stopped talking about that. I think he'd been here 2 weeks. when Midge and I had him to dinner at the home and welcomed him to Manhattan.
And that, of course, C. Clyde Jones, and you have made mention time and time again, you made mention of it again at the Chamber Banquet the other night, that he is like your hero, your idol, for what he has done in this community since his retirement in 30-some years ago.
It's incredible. And I do remember that dinner. I mean, here's a couple. I'm new to the community. I'm trying to get I see Clyde called me. He's a former back then they call him presidents, but he's a former chair of the board of the chamber in 1965. It was a wonderful evening that they talked about the community and what a great place. And he and Midge were just wonderful. And we've stayed in. But the thing that I admire about C. Clyde, he's 96. He's got the energy. He's got more energy than I do. I mean, he started new things like Shepherd's Crossing, and he's always been on the cutting edge, innovative. And if you follow him on Facebook, he's got young people that he's working with, that he's mentoring. And that's the kind of person I think that all of us should at least try to do a little bit in our retirement to give back to our community. And he has done it over and over. And, of course, a few years ago, the Chamber, one of the highlights of my entire 18 and a half years was going to his home and telling him and Midge that we were naming the award that the Chamber has given out for many, many, many years, Volunteer of the Year, that we were naming it the C. Clyde Jones Volunteer of the Year Award. That is a perfect recognition for a man that has given so much, and his wife, to this community.
Absolutely. There's a lot of mutual admiration.
In my opinion, there's been no one performed as Lyle has in the history of our wonderful community. He has a hand that is always warm to shake, and he welcomes any and everybody to offer suggestions as to how we can improve our community development. In short, he's just been fantastic.
And what C. Clyde there totally encapsulates what collectively this community, most of the people in this community that know you, think of Lyle Butler. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more comments. We've got some other folks in the community that we're going to be hearing from. And I've got some questions here for Lyle outside of that as well. So we're just going to have a lot of fun today recapping a tremendous career as president and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, Lyle Butler, here on an extended version of In Focus on News Radio KMAN.